Coming up on TMS, finally, Amazon delivers what I need.
Who did what to his what with a saw nail?
Python horror.
Good news for Suicide Squad or Squade.
Squade.
Squade!
Get to Mars, Squade. Stomach balloons.
Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of Der Morning Stream.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button, because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
From...
I can't believe you made me say that. This is the Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Morning Stream. The Morning Stream, not just Morning Stream. Today's the 25th. What is it? This lighting and my new
25th.
Lighting. My new lighting is making it impossible for me to see the date corner on my screen. It's that date. It's Wednesday, and it's time for us to do another one of these hair deals. We got hopefully Nicole later, and then Tom Merritt and all the Wednesday shenanigans.
Yeah.
It's me, Scott Johnson, and Brian Ibbett over there. What's going on,
Hello.
Brian?
Hello!
Hi. Man, it sounds like you're in a tin can.
I'm trapped. Help, get me out.
Not at all. You sound fine.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Happy 25th, Scott.
Thanks, man. Is it supposed to be some weird date?
It is, because it's a more important holiday. If you ask me, this is when we should be celebrating Star Wars Day, because May 25th was the release date for the original Star Wars film, or Episode 4, A New Hope, if you're one of those, and Return of the Jedi.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they had the same release date.
The 21st was the release date for Empire, but you know, that's just the way it worked out.
Is this back when May wasn't considered like your big month for the hot firsts of the summer releases, or was that an established thing?
Before the summer tentpole films, for sure, right? Like 1977, people were like, all right, movie's done, let's get into theaters.
Yeah, that's it. They didn't care. There was no strategery. They were just like, all right, Gone with the Wind, here you go, enjoy. Or, what was the other one? Sound of Music. Here's your Sound of Music. I'm thinking of the big hits before Star Wars.
Casablanca.
There you go. These were the big money makers.
We don't want to release Casablanca the same weekend they're going to be releasing A Streetcar Named Desire. We're going to push it back and really, really drum in the teaser trailer.
Yeah, it is funny how hardcore that is now. I guess the bigger the industry gets, the more it gets that way.
Yeah.
But it seemed like a simpler time. I mean, I was a little kid then, so I don't really remember it, but I remember my parents saying, man, movies are sure different today. This was like in the post Star Wars world, like mid 80s. They were like, oh, you guys don't have any idea. It used to be one movie of every 6 months and we'd have to walk all the way to the thing. And
with a quarter to buy a ticket.
That's right.
And there was an intermission. You went out to the lobby and bought yourself some popcorn.
I'm like, whatever, Mom, can we go see Back to the Future again? Like we were in a different world then.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so happy real Star Wars Day. If you ask me, Mr. Johnson, happy Star Wars Day is today.
I love that. I'm taking your new, you know what? All right. Let me give you an example. Let's use a biblical example.
Oh, God. I love your analogies. And your examples.
This is a good one.
Slather this analogy all over.
Historians believe that Jesus was born in the spring. Independence Day. No, he was born in the springtime, not the wintertime. Yet somehow we have decided, Christmas, with the birth of the Jesus there, we got that on the 25th of December, right in the middle of the snowstorm, and he's stuck next to a goat and a chicken there in the manger there. And that's just the story we tell ourselves. But really, spring baby.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the same deal for me, except it's in the same month. But still... Yep.
Don't ask me to buy you any Christmas presents.
Listen,
a different day.
Right around, April of next year, I'll be come knocking.
Right, there you go.
Merry Christmas, everybody. All right. So what's the deal? We got some stuff to talk about. So happy true Star Wars Day, everybody. I'm happy to celebrate this one. Plus, it doesn't sound stupid coming out of people's mouths. Like
the we don't have to say May the 4th be with you. You can say, hey, happy May 25th, Star Wars anniversary day. And next year, it's going to be the actual 40th anniversary. So there's probably going to be some sort of hullabaloo around that, right?
Oh, yeah. Always, right? Isn't there?
Yeah.
Seems like it. You know what I'm going to do to celebrate? I'm going to go find a large object. You know what it'll be? It'll be a big semi-truck, and I'm going to stand, I don't know, 30 yards behind the semi-truck and try really hard to throw a marble into the exhaust pipe. That's my plan. I want
to
just...
if you use the force, you'd be able to do without a problem.
That's even better, Brian. I'm going to celebrate by taking binoculars with me, and I'm going to be with binoculars up to my face, ready to throw the marble and go... And I'm going to hear a voice that'll say, "You're the one, Luke," and I'm going to take it away. I'm going to take away my goggles. And
I'll call you and I'll say, "You turned off your target. You took off your binoculars, Scott. Is everything okay?"
Exactly. And then I can hear, "Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this." And then when I'm done, can one of my friends call me on Skype and go, "Woo! All right, kid, let's blow this thing and go home." That's how I'm going to celebrate. I'm really excited. Okay. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
We're getting an update here. Christmas is celebrated in December because Christians wanted to counteract the winter celebration of Yule. Oh, that makes sense, yeah. I mean, whatever, man. Mm-hmm. Tradition is tradition. I like Christmas where it is. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. Read your history books. Okay, here we go. Brian, we're going to... I have some great news.
Yeah.
Great freaking news. I didn't know this was happening, so it came...
I didn't either.
Total surprise yesterday. $5.99 a month is all... That is nothing per month to subscribe to Comixology's new Comixology Unlimited, a name they borrowed from Marvel, I guess.
They really didn't. Yeah, I mean, they really didn't change much, did they?
No, not on the name anyway. Right. But it is Comixology/Amazon, because Amazon owns Comixology now. It's their monthly subscription service that's been long been rumored but never confirmed. I signed up for it immediately. Like, you didn't even have to give me 5 seconds. I went, this is it. I got in.
Like, it wasn't you sitting there saying, oh, should I do this? Finger hovering over the button to click it or, yeah.
I've been begging for this. And not only have I been begging for this, but I've been begging for one of these that was a little bit less per month than, say, what Marvel Unlimited is. Mm-hmm. Something that gave me more, you know, newer issues of things. Now, here's what you get. Here are the pros of this service. They're not sponsoring this, so we're just talking about it, okay, everybody? I'm just excited about it as a comics reader. And as an iPad Pro user, this is huge news because that thing's great for comic reading. Mm-hmm. So, you get your you get unlimited access to all of the comics there that they got there, except you don't get Marvel because Marvel's got their own subscription deal.
Sure, makes sense.
You can still buy some Marvel comics through the service, but... they're not part of this all you can eat deal, and I from best I can tell neither is DC. But here's the funny
and that's the bummer, but yeah,
it's a bummer, but here's the thing, Brian. I am way more into indie comics. I'm way more into what Image is pushing. I'm way more into Oni Press and some of these other IDW,
all the Kirkman stuff. That's all Image, right? Yeah, Walking Dead and Invincible.
Sure, those are great. But I'm not. Look, I love the big two publishers. Don't get me wrong. But where I really spend most of my comic reading time is more of the indie side of things. The side of things that is less mainstream. And so this is perfect for me. It may not be for everybody, but these are the comics I'm interested in. I'm interested in discovering weird genres. This strange book, like I'm reading one I picked up yesterday. I don't even know who the publisher is. Never heard of it before. Just started reading it. It's totally rad. This weird, like, a guy lost his memory, works for the mob, doesn't know it. Cool crime story comic thing. Way more interesting to me than what's going on with Xavier and the X-Men today. Like, I'm excited about X-Men. I love that stuff, and I'll read those things, and I wish they were included. Don't get me wrong, but it's not a ding for me. It actually is fine for me.
You spend way more time outside of the Marvel and DC universes than...
They're just more interesting.
Certainly than I do. If DC were part of this, I think I would have signed up in a second. I already get... I'm probably like a 90%, 95% Marvel reader, and I pick up the occasional DC thing, or actually probably the 5% is more Image comics and the stuff that Kirkman's doing over there.
Yeah.
But So for me, it's not as much of a quick, oh yeah, got to do that thing. But, I always, you know, the stuff that you recommend, mm-hmm. I always managed to check out. Saga, of course, was so great.
Oh, and, Saga, and Saga's on here. So you got that whole thing. Yep, and, yep. Just a lot of cool titles.
Dark Horse, a lot of great old Star Wars stuff from Dark Horse that's no longer canon, but still is fun to read.
Correct. Yeah. Dark Horse, all the Dark Horse stuff. That's true. There's also, mm-hmm. What else on there? Oh gosh. And there's new stuff and there's old stuff. And yeah. There's, it's just cool. Yeah. So I'm way into this, way all up in this, totally no brainer. People, if you're interested, you should totally get it. And my my main point is like $5.99 a month. Like they could have totally gouged us on this. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed with how low that price is. Only thing that would have made it better if they'd have said we're including it with Prime. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
But I think they're already,
yeah, right.
I think they're already stretching Prime as thin as they can stretch it probably. Mm-hmm. So that's very exciting news.
This has got to be hurting. I mean, DC's got to be. I don't know what why they're deciding not to embrace this whole digital comics unlimited package. Marvel's doing really well with it. Comixology is going to do really well with this, and it seems like DC is just sticking to a kind of an old fashioned.
I don't think people are going to read comics on their. On their mobile devices. We don't need that.
Well, I mean, they're on there in terms of you can buy.
They're digital. You can buy digital, but.
Sure. Yeah, but, and you can do that on Comixology outside of the unlimited plan. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're not doing the all-in thing. Maybe it's because they've got something planned and they're going to launch
it. They should have their own. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe they're just late to the game. Like always. keep up, DC. Try to keep up over there. You know, try to, you know, not get lagged behind too much, you bums. Anyway, I'm pretty excited about it, and you should be too, people listening, if you're into this sort of stuff I'm into, and you should be. There's that other Kirkman comic that I want to read, speaking of Kirkman. I mean, listen, the Image Stable is full of great independent artists and writers, so it's not just the Kirkman show over there, but since you mentioned him, he's got that new show coming out on Stars, is it? Or is it on Cinemax? Crap.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, what is that?
It's about possession. So it's like,
right.
He claimed in an interview, it's the thing that really scares him. Zombies don't really scare him, but possession, like demonic possession stories terrify him.
Outcast,
yeah. So there's that show coming and it's based on this comic that I've not read yet. And I believe that's in there as well. And I'm excited to pick that up. So
very cool.
Anyway,
starring Big Boy and Andre 3000 should be really good.
Who's Big Boy?
Those are the two members of the band Outkast.
Oh, got it. See, yeah, if I knew anything about Outkast, I would have gotten that joke.
Yeah, that would have been really funny. That was funny to two people out there.
Yeah.
I think.
What are they? Is that really their names? Big Boy and what? Well, Meathead? What was the other one?
Andre. Andre 3000.
Oh. The latest model of Andre, okay.
That's right, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, there's a
make
note.
Make sure to turn him off on December 31st, $29.99, just to make sure that he doesn't blow up.
Oh, and Dice Tomato tells me that it's Big Boy with a B-O-I, not
that is
B-O-I.
Yes.
Okay, well, that makes it even worse. Thanks a lot.
If I would have pronounced it with an I, would that have helped you?
Yeah, boy, if you just said boy, I would have said, it's freaking guy with a clock around his neck from Public Enemy. Got it. So what's up with this Overwatchers thing I see here?
Yeah, so I played this morning, right?
Yeah.
And, but today's a Coverville day, so I'm starting to gather music and stuff. And sitting there listening to, it's a Neil Finn day, and we'll talk more about that in the promo, but I'm listening to music for the show and trying to decide which songs I'm going to include in the show or not. But hey, you know, while I'm doing that, I can be playing some Overwatch. So I hop into the game, I hop on Soldier 76 for a quick play, start playing and rocking out. And then I see in chat all this, what's this music? I'm thinking, it's probably the same music you always hear when you're in Nepal. It's whatever, you know? And I don't realize until I look up and see the little Coverville icon with the little microphone, the little speaker next to it going along with the music that, I've got my music routed through that machine.
Yeah, you're playing your soundtrack. I've done this too to people in there by accident because they have this option to keep the mic open or push to talk.
Right.
And it's actually a really good voiceover thing. It works really well. And
I keep it open because it is really, really good.
Super good. Yeah. They plan to span it across all the games at some point, which will be great. But But yeah, if you leave that open and you're piping any sort of audio through there, not just mic audio, it's going to be heard through the thing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I immediately switched that off and just pretended that, nobody would have any idea that it was me.
They probably thought you were
look up and see.
It's like this damn 14-year-old kid and his dad's computer dicking around. He's got music playing. Like that happens all the time. Like Xbox Live, some punk kid's got rap playing through there.
Right.
Just to annoy everybody. That's really funny. That's kind of awesome. Well done. Did you win your game? That's the important thing.
No, we lost the second two. We won the first one and lost the second two, so lost overall. But I did get a loot box.
Good.
Starting over.
Good.
Level one.
Yeah. I hit like 12 or 13 last night with friends, and man, I'm telling you, when you get six of you and you're all communicating and you're all playing hard, I don't know that I haven't had this much fun in my whole life. It's so much freaking fun. This game,
that's
dude.
What I need to get in on the group games with the people I know so that, you know, we can be chatting and doing the fun stuff. And
I'll add you to so I've got this little gaming group private channel on the Frog Pants Slack that is just everyone coordinating that stuff. I just need to add you. I've been meaning to do that forever and I just keep forgetting.
Yeah,
Like Civ's in there and, you know, freaking
of course.
People like that. So I'll get you in there.
Please do.
All right, I will. Let's play a little game, folks. 801-895-4724 is the number. You have to call in. We have to answer that call, and then we get to play a little game with you. It's Stump Daryl, and when you do, you could win some stuff. Mm-hmm. We're starting over, though. Yeah, I think it's your turn.
That's right. We're starting over. Yeah. Yes.
Do you have what do you got there? You got a new, you got a good idea?
I have a Steam game that I will get up in the chat here while you're getting stuff together for the call.
All right.
Pull the person in the call.
So far, all the calls have come from private numbers, so it won't let me add them. So I'm going to try for one that isn't that.
Have your private number. Calling for money.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Do what you want me to.
I'm gonna hang up on you, add this, and then add you.
Of course.
So here we go. All right. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi. This is Rishi B.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Good. How are you?
I'm freaking great. I'm bringing Brian back in the call because we had to boot him. All right, Brian, Rishi B's on the phone.
Rishi B?
Yeah, that's right. Rishi
Hello,
A.
Rishi B.
Rishi C through Z is
Hi, Brian.
Busy or something.
Well, where are you calling from?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, okay, cool. I think I knew that, but then forgot. And now I know again.
Is that on the UP?
The UP? What's the UP?
No, the LP.
Oh, the LP.
Not an LP. Gotcha.
Yeah, the long play VHS tape. Got it.
Upper Peninsula.
So, well, sweet.
Not
I know
a Uper.
He's such a regular. I know he knows these rules, but let's tell
For
him.
Everyone else,
you know,
sure.
So what's going on? How does this work? And what's he going to win?
We are going to be asking Daryl a trivia question in a couple minutes. And before that, though, we're going to ask you if you think that he can get it right or wrong based on hearing the category. If your prediction is correct, today you can win a copy of Vertiginous Golf on Steam. That is Vertiginous Golf. And I don't know what that is, but it sounds like a fun way to play golf.
It sounds like you're irritated when you're playing. Like, I'm feeling very vertiginous when I'm playing golf.
So vertiginous.
Something like
I'm
that.
Looking it up. Oh, wow. It's like,
what is that?
Oh, this looks cool.
What is it? Tell me what it is.
It's like,
you regret not installing this yourself?
I kind of do. Yeah. It looks like, you're playing on oriental rugs and it's like super mega miniature golf.
Oh yeah.
Like
look
if
at
you
that.
Imagine miniature golf on a humongous scale.
Oh yeah.
This looks really cool.
This is pretty neato.
But it's, you know, you're playing on like, you got to get it onto this little circular platform and then over here on this little platform. So.
Huh. Oh yeah. Cool. There's a video. I don't want to. Ooh, it's all creepy and weird. Speaking. Okay. I'm all in.
That sounds really, really cool. All right.
I may have to get this for myself anyway.
Yeah. No kidding. You can win this if your prediction is correct. The category for today. Oh boy. Mm. Oh man. All right. Mm. Is Star Trek, The Next Generation.
It's a classic. We're bringing back the classics, man. This will be great. You're going to do good. I'm not worried about you at all. All right. I'm going to bring Daryl in. Oh, wait.
Well,
you got to tell us.
Yeah, he's going to say whether or not he thinks he's going to get it right or not.
Yeah. What do you think?
Huh, does the Trek nerd get Star Trek? I'm going to go if he gets it.
Okay, that's a hard one.
Yeah, do we? I even typed that in there before he answered. Yeah.
Well, as you know, I was skipping right past it because in my head I said the same thing. So, all right, we're bringing him in. Let's make this happen. Let's see if he can do it. Here's his theme.
Yeehaw, I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Somebody asked me where that music came from. I have no idea.
It's definitely from some sort of 70s game show.
Is it
right?
A game show? It's an actual game show? Probably.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Well, don't sue us. Daryl's on the line. Daryl Skeels, hi.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Well, you sound
good
chipper
morning.
Today. What's going
good
on
morning,
with that?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Did you have a little caffeine or what's going on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sound like you had a lot of caffeine.
Sure does. Hey, does Overwatch have any interest to you at all, Daryl?
Yeah, it does.
Does it now? Interesting.
I did lots of the beta, and my son kind of took it over from me.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Maybe one day we will see you. We'll see the Trek nerd in my crosshairs, and I will be able to shoot him dead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you will.
And if people want to see a couple, I've captured and put up on Vine a couple of funny short videos of me doing some sweet hooking maneuvers. With Roadhog.
Roadhog.
And they were pretty epic and also kind of funny and totally worth watching. So follow me on Twitter at Scott Johnson. You can see those. Daryl, it's time for Stump You. Stump Daryl time.
Stump You!
Stump You! F off, Stump You. You know how it works. And you've got a guy on the phone. This is Rishi B. He's here to try to help you or hinder you in your ability to answer this question. So hello to you both, I suppose. This is an awkward meeting.
Hi, Daryl. Hello.
You both, I suppose. Whatever.
We've created a very awkward meeting between you. It's my fault. All right. So let's dive in with your topic. All right. Your topic is the next generation.
Oh, good.
That junior high show up in Canada. What's that called?
Degrassi?
Degrassi Junior High, The Next Generation.
I hope not.
Just kidding. It's Star Trek, The Next Generation. That is a real thing, isn't it? I think there's
Yes, there is a Degrassi, The Next Generation.
And people are way into that.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like the Saved by the Bell of Canada.
Yeah, you guys have it going on up there. It's still a thing, I think. And wouldn't, the original junior high kids are all, 50 or something now.
Are they?
I think so. I don't know. I don't know how it works. Canadians, you'll have to let me know. Oh, speaking of Canadians, by the way, this person at the top of the show right here.
From.
Mm-hmm. That's Bo Schwartz last night on the core, and he once in a while he says something funny, and I always have to put it in.
Was the sound of somebody starting a Honda.
from.
That's pretty good.
I thought it was Randy Jordan. If you add at the end of that.
Well, let's see.
From.
Oh, that is similar. Yeah, I give you that. That's not too far off the coin. That's not a phrase, is it? It's not a thing to say. All right, so let's just get this up and in the air. I don't know what I'm saying, but hold on. BAU. I'm trying to find another Bo. Here's another Bo.
Yeah,
that's not it.
From
no, it's him there. This is him here.
No.
All right, that's Bo, and then you got.
Were you rocking out?
That's him. That's now you know it's Bo. Were you rocking out?
No idea. We're what's happening?
He loves that I do this to him. Okay. all in love, Bo. All in love. All right. So, Daryl, you ready for your question? You good?
I am ready.
All right. In the Next Generation episode, Cause and Effect, the Enterprise is trapped in a time loop with another ship. They eventually break free from the time loop and find the ship they have been in the loop with is an old Miranda-class ship from many years ago. What is the name of this ship? Why is it a Miranda-class? That's weird. Anyway, whatever.
Because the Charlotte class and the Samantha class were
they were busy
off hoarding around in another sector.
Whoring around in another sector. All right, here are your
show title.
Here are your options.
I could probably answer this without options.
Oh,
I
really?
Bet you could. Yeah.
Well, say the word and then I'll tell you. Well, let's try it. Let's see if you do.
I remember that this is the one with the what's his name from Cheers.
Kramer or Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah,
Kramer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Kramer from Cheers. Remember him?
And his ship was really dumb sounding because it's got almost the word bozo in it. That's Bozeman.
Oh, the Bozeman. Well, okay, so let me give you the options. The real question is...
Montana that are really upset with you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm in trouble now.
And the real question is, Rishi B may think you were going to get it wrong. Who knows? So let's see if you're right. The options were A, the USS Lantry, B, the USS Deneva, C, the USS Bozeman, or D, the USS Bradbury. And you say Bozeman.
So well, wait a minute now.
Okay.
Read the question again. Maybe I'm being tricked here.
Okay. In the Next Generation episode, Cause and Effect, the Enterprise is trapped in a time loop with another ship. They eventually break free from the time loop, and they find out the other ship is an old Miranda-class ship. And by the way, Frasier in this episode is wearing, like, the Kirk era.
Like
Wrath of Khan clothes.
Right. The movie Kirk Admiral clothes.
Yeah, yeah. With the little flap in the front and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
You open that if it gets hot on the ship?
I think you just open
that little flappy flap.
Yeah, you just open that and let a little air in.
Yeah, that's like the side window on a 66 Mustang.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember those windows that opened that you rotated around and they would get air in? My mom had that on our old Carmagia. Yeah. Oh,
isn't that cool? Oh, I love the Carmagia, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I drive one of those
right
now.
She ran that into a curb while I was reading a thrifty nickel on the passenger seat.
What? That is a very specific memory.
I just remember that I was looking at the thrifty nickel and we were coming back from the laundromat. We were washing our clothes there. And
did everybody get a thrifty nickel where they're from? Because I had that too.
I'm sure they did. It was the only thing to read. I was bored out of my mind at the laundromat because I didn't take a book or anything. And so I was like, oh, I'll just take a thrifty nickel. And I'm sitting there in the passenger seat of the Carmagia and a car comes out of an intersection where it didn't stop. And she swerves to avoid it, and she runs into a curb.
Did it ruin the car?
Ruin the car, yeah.
Oh.
But we both walked away, and we were fine.
You were fine. And the thrifty nickel, how did it fare?
It might have been crumpled up.
All right.
It might have gotten a fold in the classifieds.
Oh, man. There's always someone.
Find the dollar store coupon.
Yeah. All right.
Was that the one that was printed on yellow paper?
It wasn't in our... Well, I think eventually it was, yeah, but... Oh, okay.
Ours was in like newsprint.
Yeah.
Like crappy newsprint.
It was a not tabloid format, but it was it was tabloid format.
Yeah. And it was like deals on stupid stuff. Like I don't know what it was. What was it in there? It wasn't like want ad type stuff, was it?
It was. It was a lot of want ad stuff. It was a lot of people selling stuff and jobs and things like that.
Okay.
We had a similar thing here.
So newspapers, I would say newspaper want ads are the eBay of the past, and I would say the thrifty nickel was like the Craigslist of the past.
That's a great, yes.
That's what it feels like.
A great comparison.
That's what it feels like to me.
Yes.
Daryl, one more thing.
What, you have an analogy that's spot on, sir.
For once in my life.
I didn't want to say that.
Yeah. So, Daryl, I just had one other thing to tell you. I know how you love phone books and think they're totally valid as a thing to have today. yesterday I was at my daughter's and I noticed that they had a big fat rain filled kind of bloated phone book out in the front porch that they've never picked up and taken in because again, nobody wants these. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, here we are, 2016 phone book. What the hell are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What a waste. How many trees are being killed for phone books?
Yes, right. Exactly.
I'm not even a big hippie about the trees. I just am saying, you could be a hardcore neocon, hate the environment bastard, and still see no point in having a freaking phone book.
Yeah. I hope that when I'm rolling the recycle bin out to the curb, that guy is coming up right at that time, and I'll just say, throw it right in here.
Yeah.
Just dump it right
straight
into this bin.
Yeah. Yep.
Let me make your day easier. Put it right here.
Yeah.
Save everyone a step. All right. So you still say Bozeman? It's the name of the ship, is what it's. Okay. You
say, I still say it.
All right. And Rishi B, any direction you want to give, or are you okay with this answer?
I thought it was the vertiginous ship, but since that's not an option, I'll go with Daryl.
It was a vertiginous golf class.
Yeah. Well played. Well played.
Made by Volkswagen.
All right. Well, let's find out who's right here. You both seem to think you're right, so let's find out if you are. Here's the thing.
Congratulations.
You say absolutely correct.
You're a winner.
The best part is, that's what he said you'd say. You'd get it right. Well done. Congratulations. You're a winner of Vertiginous Golf on Steam. That resets the prize pool, everybody. And Daryl, let me tell you a little bit more about this. This is from season 5. After getting out of the loop, the Enterprise makes contact with Bozeman. The Bozeman captain says the year is 2278. Here's a clip of that with Kramer. The
Enterprise has been caught up in a temporal causality loop, and I suspect that something similar may have happened to you.
Must be mistaken. We left Starbase only 3 weeks ago.
Captain, do you know what year this is?
Of course I do. It's 2278.
Perhaps you should beam aboard our ship. There's something we need to discuss.
Yeah, come over here. We'll tell you about why.
Now, a couple of people in chat are saying that the Bozeman was a Soyuz class and not a Miranda class.
Ice Worm getting called on his crappy backstory there. That's fine with me.
Daryl, do you know for sure either way?
I don't remember that particular fact. That should have been the question.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. The question should have been, what class was it? I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Too easy to say the Bozeman.
And did you know, an interesting, or maybe not, little fact is that the Frasier and Star Trek were filmed at the same time, but like just down the lot, so they could walk to each other's places.
Is that how that worked out? They just said, hey, what do you think about doing this? And he's like, well, I'd love to do that, and came down there and to do it. Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Like a little favor? Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, that's totally cool. Yeah, I'm just bummed that when Picard didn't call him on the view screen, he didn't go, hello, I'm listening.
Or did like Sideshow Bob's when he get called? That's amazing. Congratulations, Rishi B. We will have that to you shortly. Thank Brian will send that to you if he hasn't already in the chat. And thanks for participating. You were excellent today.
Yes.
Good.
Bye now. All right, Daryl. Oh, I cut him off. Daryl, time to play your little game with us, which you refer to as Daryl's Fun Time Extraordinaire Happy Time Hour. Right? On
that
Google.
Works.
Okay.
Googleus Maximus.
Here's today's theme.
Right. Oh.
That's Daryl gagging.
Okay, anyway.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, by the way, I have a funny thing to tell you guys. So it's still hard for me to say these words because it feels like makes me sound like I'm 80, but my son-in-law, Dylan, he's awesome. Just awesome kid. He's amazing. Anyway, he has this problem where you can't say the words hot dog water, okay? Because you know how hot dogs, they come in a package and there's like water in there?
It's the juice that's in the bag, yeah.
Yeah, and all you have to say to him or be in the room and say the words hot dog water and he will dry heave. He will gag for the next 5 minutes. It's like a total trigger word for him. He cannot deal with the entire idea of hot dog water is so disgusting to him that he will gag at just the mention of the words. Anyway, it's my favorite new trick.
That's funny.
Yeah. He'll smile and laugh the whole time because he knows how ridiculous it is. But he's just over there going,
I might have a similar thing with yogurt soda, but I'm not sure.
Or Daryl making gagging sounds.
Yeah, that.
All right. All right, sorry. Okay, so Daryl, give us the deal. Give us the stuff.
Okay, well, that was strangely appropriate for this question. I'm not going to read the rule thing because I'm just going to do that.
That's Brian doing it.
I swear to God, it sounds like that guy who couldn't stop belching.
Oh, the burping guy. Oh, man, that's an old memory.
Yeah,
do I have him? I think I have that guy.
That is so fake.
He was doing it over and over, though.
Yeah, that's not a belch. Sounds like I'm not going to do it here at work, but...
Come on, do it there at work. Fake. No, do it at work. We want to hear it.
No, you don't. It would just sound like that.
Oh, my.
Yeah, there's a real one.
That was Fletcher.
Oh, yeah, my.
Yeah, that was actually him.
Nice.
All right, anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. We're looking for the number 3 response here. Will I die if I eat blank?
Will I die if I eat blank?
Will I die? We're looking for the number 1?
Number 3.
Number 3, okay. Will I die if I eat silica gel?
Oh, that's a good one. Wow.
Yeah. I feel like that's a common, like people are constantly wondering if they should eat that or if someone did eat that, what would happen?
Right.
So I'm going to say
I'm going to say dirt. Will I die if I eat dirt?
Wow.
Yeah.
Will you? I don't know.
I don't know.
I kind of want to know now.
You'd want to Google that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I kind of do now. All right, so which one is it?
Okay, the number one answer is mold.
Okay. Mm.
The number two answer is raw chicken.
Oh.
And the number three, will I die if I eat Chipotle?
Oh, my gosh, dude, really? Oh, it is. It totally is. Here it is. Next after that is, will I die if I eat toothpaste? And after that, will I die if I eat apple seeds?
And this was brought to you by Linky McScott's. Got to get that in there.
No worries. If I eat apple seeds, will it root and create a tree in my gut? Will that happen? I wonder.
Mm. 10 points to Swamp Rat in the chat room who said Courtney Love.
Oh, my goodness. That's a that's a story to tell your grandchildren. All right. Daryl, well done. Goodbye. See you later. You weirdo.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news brought to you by...
Oh, we never did the promo for Stump Daryl. Years ago, through a series of unfortunate events, I became a stay-at-home dad. I've always been artsy and crafty, so I created an Etsy store to sell the items that I create. I make wooden pens, mechanical pencils, coffee scoops, tablet styluses, Lego bracelets, earrings, necklace, paracord bracelets, and earrings. Artsy, S-A-H-D, don't say sad like sad, it's letters, .etsy.com. That's artsy, S-A-H-D, .etsy.com. Well, please go have a look and support a guy who has a full-time job that doesn't pay any money. Okay.
All right. You know, when I was playing all those burps?
Yeah.
Dice Tomato wrote in all caps and periods after each word, award-winning podcast.
Yeah. Legacy podcast, Dice Tomato.
Yeah, we're a legacy now. So legacy, we haven't even mentioned, even right. though they were supposed to.
Oh, yeah. Secret legacy.
Fix your websites, everyone. I'm not salty about it. I'm not.
No, not at all.
I'm fine. All right. We got a couple of horrifying stories for you today. Here, let's continue this train of why was this show ever considered a People's Choice Award winning show by these two stories. How about this one? A horrifying moment caught on film as a man sawed off his own penis in front of a stunned employee at a DIY shop in Britain. That's like a Home Depot. It's
the Home Depot and Lowe's. Yeah,
sure. Like a
he was just doing it himself.
Yep. This is the shocking moment of a man who appears to saw off his own unit as horrified DIY store employees watch helplessly, according to the original footage, which has been uploaded to LiveLeak.com. Man, that LiveLeak, they don't censor nothing, do they?
No.
The incident took place in a shop in California. They call it DIY here in this article because it was written in Britain. It was on the mirror.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So this actually took place in California.
Yes, correct. So it could have been like a Home Depot or it could be Ace Hardware or some smaller thing. But anyway, the exact location of the store is not known. Hey, I know how to know. Go look for a big pile of blood out in front of something. You'll know who it is. In the clip, the man approaches the counter before he appears to pull down his trousers and take out a small silver saw. He then proceeds to hack at his genitalia in front of the shop assistant. Seconds later, she runs out of the camera's frame. Well, I would too, I think.
Yeah.
Since the footage was uploaded to the video has gone viral and has been viewed up to, when this was reported, 35,000 times.
I am not going to make it 35,001. Thank you very much.
Me neither. No interest.
Yeah.
Don't want to see it.
What's Johnny Knoxville doing these days?
You know the guy's got a silver hacksaw. Actually, Knoxville's in some new movie. What was that I was hearing about? And it's not Jackassy. It's like a regular role.
Right, yeah.
I like Knoxville.
I do too. And there was, he was on Kimmel talking about on camera what it was, what he was promoting.
Yeah, something recent. And I know there's a Bad Grandpa 2 or whatever coming out.
That wasn't it.
Something else, yeah. Something serious where he's not the main actor.
Right.
Can't remember, but I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that we've dealt with that, how about this one? Toilet terror as python bites man's penis while he sits on the loo before a bloody battle ensues. Another one about a dude's unit. A man was caught in a blood-soaked battle with a massive snake after it slithered up sewer pipes and bit onto his unit as he sat going to the toilet.
I now know what word you have in your Google alert.
All right, I'm going to be
Google
honest.
Google News alert.
I'm going to be honest. Should I let the cat out of the bag here? Why I have these two stories in a row?
Why? Is there a reason other than
horribly, horribly dry news day. I was looking for good stuff, couldn't find anything. All the entertainment news sucked. Everything sucked. It was all boring and dumb. It was like, what does so-and-so think about the Kardashians now? I'm like, I don't care. Like, that stuff just sucks. So I just, for fun, in Google News, said, what's been going wrong with people's penises lately? Really? So I just typed the word penis and
what's
got
in penis news.
And usually it's just old news about that guy that got the transplant, right? But these two popped up and I went, well, I got to talk about these.
They popped up.
That's in a way of saying it. Yes. So a man was caught in a battle with a massive snake. And here's how it went. He immediately grabbed down below with his hand and was horrified to discover he had caught hold of the head of a huge snake that had clamped its jaw around his privates. The 38-year-old immediately screamed for his wife and began fighting the serpent, which refused to let go of his member. I love this, the way this is written. The pair was thrashing around in a tiny toilet, leaving blood spatter across the floor and walls. And just as he feared he would lose his penis, Anthoporn hatched an ingenious plan to remove the snake in seconds to spare. What the hell is Anthoporn?
That's his name.
Oh, Athoporn.
Athoporn.
Well, that's not a good name.
No.
Nope.
There's only one job you can go into with a name like that. Oh, geez. Look at that.
I know. It's awful. Don't look at those pictures.
Athoporn Boon Makachucha. Wow. This is, I sound like I'm trying to read a simple name as you.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to go. It's really good.
Athoporn Boon Makchue.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Yes. He's from Thailand.
Oh, okay. They chew nuts and get weird cancer.
Oh, my God. I did not need to see the photo.
The bloody toilet?
Jeez or
the
Louise.
Or the bandage.
Yes, the bloody toilet.
Yeah, yeah. It's no good. It's no good. Blood in a toilet, never good. Give me an example where blood in a toilet's a good sign of something.
I'll
buy that for a dollar.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to less penile stories.
Please, yes.
Here's this one. This is about movies. Suicide Squad is getting some early buzz that it's good.
Great. Good deal.
And that it's promising explosive action. And says that Batman and Deadshot have emotional moments in the film. Spoilers. Despite the mixed reviews and reactions from its audience, Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice did have some winning points, like the appearance of Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman and Ben Affleck's performance as the Dark Knight. Generally, people liked him in that role. Now with Suicide Squad gearing up to take the world by storm, DC fans are wondering how far would Affleck go as Batman in the anti-hero movie? Everybody knows that the Dark Knight going to make a few appearances in this film, and everyone's wondering how much screen time Affleck will actually get. Would Batman try to take down the entire squad? News reports reveal otherwise.
No. Wow. Who wrote this?
Bane. He says your punishment will be more severe.
Nice.
According to the report by Batman News, that's who wrote this.
Really? Batman News?
Batman News, Brian. Batman News, everybody. It looks like the Caped Crusader isn't going to go after the entire team of anti-heroes and Suicide Squad after all. Though many fans believe the squad would take a dark turn and Batman would have to go after them, it looks like the Dark Knight's only going to get a couple of scenes with a few members of the team, and according to rumors, mostly he's after Deadshot. Not Deadshot. Yeah, Deadshot.
Yeah, Deadshot.
Yeah. I always get Deadshot and who's the other guy? He's a Marvel guy.
Deadpool?
No. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Maybe it is Deadpool I used to get him confused with. Because he's basically DC's Deadpool, right?
I think he's more like DC's Punisher, isn't he?
Kind of. He's like a combo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Bullseye?
Bullseye? Am I thinking of Bullseye? I'm thinking of Bullseye.
Okay.
I think that's who I'm thinking of. Maybe.
Deathstroke?
Maybe it's Deathstroke. That's it. Deathstroke. That's it. Nope. That's totally it. Deathstroke.
And that is a DC. That's Slade.
You're right. But I always get Deathstroke and Deadshot mixed up. I think. Pumbaa? Who plays Pumbaa? This came up last night during our Overwatch play. And John Jagger suggested we should do like a little radio play trying to decide who plays Pumbaa or not.
Oh, God.
And I said, we don't have to do a play and we just talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There needs to be no setup for that. Yeah.
Lou Rauman in the chat room. No, 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 no. Batman news. Okay, that made me laugh. All right. Anyway, this movie looks like it's shaping up to be something
cool,
good. And
good deal.
I'm excited about that. So that'll be great. All right. Finally, this is good news for anyone out there who might want to be losing weight. Or it's terrible news because, gosh dang it, maybe we should just exercise more. But one way or the other.
We shouldn't be doing it this way. But yeah.
There's a new way, I guess, to do it. It's a balloon in a pill. And it will be the new hot weight loss tool. According to
as some. Opposed to how I get stuff out of the country, which is pill in a balloon.
Exactly. Pill in a balloon. So here's how it works. A new ingestible and inflatable balloon system is a non-invasive way to fill up the stomach and curb appetite. So you swallow it. In theory, it goes down there. It falls apart and then goes like a you know what it's like. It's like those rafts that people pull out of the backpack and they go.
Exactly. Like they show you how to use them in the airplane. And as soon as you pull the little tab, it goes whoop, and inflates.
Would you be willing? I don't know if these are going to be prescription. If they're not prescription, would you be willing to try one of these on the show? I'd do it. I think I'd do it once just to see.
Really?
Yeah. If it's guaranteed to do is make me not hungry for one day, I'd be okay with it. It doesn't seem good, though. Like, you need nutrition, man. You shouldn't have a balloon in there taking up all
of it. Yeah, but I mean, you do this and you use multivitamins and stuff to kind of make up for what you're not getting. But
yeah,
God, it just seems like, here you go. At 6 months, all balloons are removed through an outpatient procedure, endoscopy, in which a flexible tube is inserted through the mouth and into the stomach.
Oh, that sounds really non-invasive at
all. Are you still wanting to just do this?
Nope. Nope. F it.
At least it's going through the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't want, the other direction. I've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
The guy on Twitter lied. I was wondering about that because do you just, like a big hubba bubba out the butt, or what do you do? How do you get it out of there? But I guess they go down there and take it out. Yeah, I don't want that. Forget it.
Nope. Done. Pass.
This must be for severe cases of something. Anyway, they will lose nearly 7% of their body weight if you use this thing. That doesn't seem like a lot.
Mm-mm.
That seems like a low turnout, doesn't it? Doesn't that seem low?
To think of,
like, wouldn't you, like, if you're going to these extremes, wouldn't you want to be closer to, like, I want to lose half my weight or something?
Yeah, I think that'd be more like, 20 pounds. You'd want to lose more than that.
Ugh. Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's how it goes. Patients swallow a capsule containing a balloon tethered to a small catheter. Says study author Dr. Shelby Sullivan, director of bariatric endoscopy. Is that it?
Yeah, bariatric, yeah.
That's bears or naked men?
Stomach-related.
Yeah, stomach-related man at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. Once it reaches the stomach, we inflate the balloon with a nitrogen-mixed gas. Okay, so they do the inflating.
Oh, it's not like an auto-pull-the-plug kind of thing.
Yeah, way less fun this way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Patients incest. Geez, Scott, let's read that right. Patients ingest 3 capsules in all. The second at 3 weeks and a third at a week 9 or 12, so later down the road. When expanded, each balloon holds about a cup of gas. A cup of gas.
You go to the neighbor and borrow a cup of gas.
Yeah, which is 750 cubic centimeters in all to fill the stomach and reduce eating urges. It seems like it just hurt and you'd be irritated. Mm-hmm.
It's like having your stomach staple to just reduce the amount that can fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got a balloon in there. I think the balloon is a far worse option.
President Bariatric Endoscopy Obama. Let's see. All 6 months. No, wait. Was it eating or just a bit? At 6 months, all balloons are removed through the outpatient procedure, which is that flexible tube through the mouth. And that's gross. And don't do this. Don't do this, everybody. Just go work. Get on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure there are cases. There's got to be some like chronic obesity thing caused by genetic-y hoo-ha, right? That maybe this is your only answer. I am always willing to admit that with medical stuff. But if you can, do some other stuff first.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like a bad plan.
Yeah. All right. Do a sit-up or two while Ellen DeGeneres goes to commercial.
Strike It Rich makes a good point in the chat. He says, how about a nice warm cup of warm gas?
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't want that. Okay. That's it for that. Let's move on to some musical treat. I don't know what you've brought, but I'll bet it's independent and rad.
It is. It's Indie in the Middle, and it is the band today is called Sykoya, S-Y-K-O-Y-A, which I believe is a...
It's not the tree, right? Not Sykoya.
No. Okay. It's I want to say it's an overlord. It translates to overlord in... Ooh, Russian, I think, maybe.
Ooh.
Somebody might have to look this up. But they're fairly new. New band. This is their debut. It's called Strange Night. Just came out on the 21st, so not even a week old. And they're already getting compared to the XX, London Grammar, and Massive Attack. Jeez. So you kind of know what you're getting into with this. It's going to be kind of dreamy, trip-hoppy, electronica. Very, very cool. The lead vocalist is a woman named Anna Marcella. And you're going to love this. You can find them over at soundcloud.com/Sykoya. That's, again, S-Y-K-O-Y-A. Here is their song, their first single, called Closer.
I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile.
The last 8 dates Sam has arranged have ended in no-shows. Make that 9.
This is the Morning Stream. Hail Hydra!
Oh, that made me miss Gary Shandling. For a second there.
Yeah.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
And whatnot.
Hey now, Hail Hydra.
These bands are great. I've really been enjoying these.
Yeah, that one had definitely some Massive Attack and a little bit of a Garbage feel, like first album Garbage.
I think that's a fair way. That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Take that, Ice Worm. Probably like that a lot. All right. What are we doing now? We got Nicole time. Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Yeah.
I got to find her on the list here. I assume she's around. I have not heard. Actually, yeah. I haven't checked my phone. I assume you haven't got any
text. Yeah, I haven't gotten any message. And she was in chat here. So we've got her.
That's a good sign. Yeah. That's great sign. Fresh back from Hawaii. Rested.
That's right.
Excited for what's left in the world to do. Nicole Spagnolo, what's going on?
Yes.
Oh, whoa. What happened? I can't. Oh, you got caught. Well, what'd you do? You got caught something on the plane or something?
No.
This is from the surgery, right?
This is the surgery for the skin cancer.
Oh, right.
The basal cell or whatever.
For some reason, I'm getting like two videos from you split down the middle.
Ooh.
That's wow. Weird. So when did you do it? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Was that rough? Was it painful and all that?
Yeah. I'm still in a lot of pain. Oh. And just to warn you, I'm on a Percocet, and I don't take that stuff, but I was in so much pain that I'm like, I'm taking it.
That's fine. Listen, stoned Nicole, better than no Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at things.
Every time I hear Percocet, I think of that clip with Marissa Tomei. You know what movie I'm talking about?
Not the Vinny one.
She's looking for Percocet and...
It might have been My Cousin Vinny.
Was it My Cousin Vinny? It might have been.
It was My Cousin Vinny. It was, hell.
Hey, listen, you're on Percocet. You can't be held to remember.
I can't think today.
It's totally fine.
My video is representing how I feel.
That's so funny. It's so funny because it literally is like the horizontal hold is broken. It's so weird.
No, with it. Okay, no video of Nicole today.
Anyway, or two halves of Nicole. How was Hawaii though? Good.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. I mean, I just basically stayed inside out of the sun.
Yeah.
But that was fine with me.
Yeah, I was gonna say you probably got the when they told you that you had to get that thing removed. That was probably well after your thoughtful husband had already made plans for Hawaii. Yeah. And he was thinking in his head, like, oh, gosh, dang it. There's no, I'm not going to have any sun while we're out there. But that's probably a good thing that you avoided
it. It's a great thing. Yeah. I'm SPF and it up and all that stuff.
Sure.
I really can't talk right now. Wow.
It's perfect.
I was so inspired by Mark, taking you a little surprise trip to Hawaii that I decided to do something similar for Tina. So, I'm taking her to Milwaukee. Same thing, right? Kind of, same
exactly
thing.
Exactly the same thing.
We were on Maui. Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Maui, Milwaukee.
It's no different at all, Brian. Absolutely the same.
Yes.
Exactly. What are you doing in Milwaukee?
He figured it out. Slums of Beverly Hills. Yes.
Slums of Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay. Well done.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well done.
We're going around the same time as the podcast movement. Mm. And, Milwaukee's only an hour and a half away from Chicago. So we're going to go up to Milwaukee, go see Summerfest, which is like their big concert event, their multi-day concert event. We're going to go see Garbage.
Yeah.
And then we're going to pop down, go experience Chicago. And then that night we're going to go hang out with all the old podcasters at the podcast movement.
Well, that sounds like a good time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're back and that you're high and that and the surgery went good. They got it all and everything as far as you know.
Yeah, they got it all in the first pass and that's not something I want to do again.
Yeah, it sucks, right? Ugh.
And with this particular type, it's usually on your face, ears, and I'm just like, what?
Weird. You don't have an ear on your chest, do you?
I don't think so. There might be something underneath this bandage, but.
All right. Well, let me know how that goes. Q-tip in your chest. All right. Well, I'm glad you're good and that soon.
I'm back. It's been forever.
Yeah, it's good 2 weeks or something. It's been a while, but yeah. We missed you and
it's
I don't.
Too long.
And here's the fun part about today. I don't remember a thing about our theme, so I just picked a thing.
It's disaster or doomsday, and the scene. There's smoking, burning, or a fire.
It's perfect then. I nailed
really?
It.
You picked the perfect movie for
I
this?
I nailed it. Okay, never oh mind then. All right, so we'll start with Brian. Let's do a recommendation from Brian.
All right, it's very tough to pick a scene from this film that doesn't give it away with the name of the characters in it or name of a product and stuff. And this one even does have product names in it. But Don't Think of Disaster in the same way, and Don't Think of Firing. Well, I mean, firing is one of the things, which doesn't always mean fire.
Ah, so, interesting. Okay, yeah. Well, here's your clip. See if you guys can figure out what this is.
You're going to get killed. And I came here to stand next to you while that happens, because that's what friends do. That's what men do. I don't need your pass. We go back, so don't talk to me like I'm other people. I'm the only one that knows that this guy here is someone you invented. I'm standing by you because that perfect cube that does nothing is about to be the single biggest failure in the history of personal computing.
Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something else I don't know.
Okay, I know what that is. It's Steve Jobs, but it sounded like, at first, Penn Jillette.
Kind of did, yeah.
Yeah, which weirded me out.
A little bit. That's right, it is Steve Jobs. Yeah. Movie came out last year and is, you know, it's hard to call it. It's a biography of Steve Jobs, sort of, but it takes place. It's a really, really clever film because it takes place at three different product launches. So it's always backstage behind a keynote or backstage behind the introduction. And one, it's the introduction of the first Mac. The next one is the next computer, the disaster. Yep. And then the iMac. And
it's Seth Rogen play.
Seth Rogen is Woz.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, Woz, really? Yeah.
Yes. And he makes a great Woz. And there's no, there's no Seth Rogen laugh in there. Seth Rogen's in there. Kate Winslet, who was nominated for an Academy Award because of it. Mm. Of course, Michael Fassbender plays Steve Jobs, and Jeff Daniels plays John Scully, who gets fired. Yeah, he's the firing, a very public firing.
He's a bastard, that guy.
He kind of is, yeah. And boy, he loved his Newton, though.
Oh, he loved his Newton. Yeah, big on the Newton. You just never trust a Pepsi executive to come run your computer company, is all I'm saying. That was a mistake. Right.
It is so good. Whether you're a Mac fan or not, this is it's a brilliant film. Where's it's it what's that?
Where is it streaming?
Hulu and HBO Now or okay. HBO Go.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice. Danny Boyle directed it, and it's also written by Aaron Sorkin, and it's got Aaron Sorkin all over it. It feels like West Wing, feels like those, you know, Sorkin heavy.
Sorkin all over.
I love Sorkin things.
Yeah, and you're going to love this. It's so good. And just the fact that it's so cleverly done that it's not like, all right, here's him in Cupertino doing this, and here's him in San Jose doing this, and the garage, da-da-da-da. It like everything takes place with a couple flashbacks. Everything takes place behind the curtain at these three launches, and you get the full story of Steve Jobs from just those three.
So was the next operating system launch thing? Was that the one where he's getting chewed out by Woz?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cause they did not see eye to eye on that.
No, they did not. And it was a big failure, but it's funny. I remember back in 88 or whenever it was, I remember wanting a next box so bad because it looked so cool. And I was a big Mac user in high school. So it's like, oh, I want to
go wherever Steve Jobs went next. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
And also it's important to note that it's a failure in some ways, but in other ways not, because the next operating system is OS X, or became it. So OS X, what we have today and all of its iterations, is quite literally the original code base from Next, which was FreeBSD, or not FreeBSD, but Unix kernel.
Yeah, BOS or whatever it was.
Yeah. So it's like there's still a line there, you know? Like you're still kind of using Next, which is weird.
Right.
All right. That's awesome.
It's a fun, it's a fun thing to check out. And if you really want to go the whole route, the Ashton Kutcher Jobs movie is on Netflix. And Steve Jobs, The Man in the Machine, is also streaming on Netflix.
Is that one of
movies?
What's that one? Is Pirates of Silicon Valley on there?
I don't know. The old Noah Wiley.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
So good.
But the Steve Jobs, The Man in the Machine, is the documentary that came out last year about him.
Gotcha. What were you gonna say, Nicole?
I don't know.
Something Percocetti. some Percocet-y thing.
I enjoyed the Pirates one.
Oh, the Pirates, it's so good. It's just like this backbitey, bitchy, awesome
Anthony
soap
Michael
opera.
Hall.
Yeah, it's really good. He paints a real picture of Bill Gates that is just probably not accurate at all, but it's awesome. All right, here's mine. Let's see if you guys can guess what this is.
John F. Kennedy has been struck down by the foulest deed of our time. He's gone.
Mr. President.
Accidental president. That's what they'll say.
I urge you to enact President Kennedy's civil rights bill into law.
It ain't gonna be easy, Dr. King.
This president is gonna have to deliver, and we're gonna hold his feet to the fire till he does.
We in the Senate intend to filibuster this bill.
Everybody wants power. They think it ought to be given out free of charge, like Mardi Gras beads. Nothing comes free.
Okay.
All right.
All the way.
All the way is the movie. You're correct.
Oh, really? Is this the Cranston thing?
Yeah, the Bryan Cranston deal.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's what I was going to call it, was the Cranston thing.
Yeah, that's the, you know, that was the working title, but then they changed their minds at the end. It is real good. I love some good historical documentary stuff anyway, or not documentary, historical biography kind of crap. And I always felt like there was more story in the LBJ story anyway. And this is based on the play of the same name that Cranston's won all these awards for and has been on Broadway for I don't know how long. So it's based on that. And he's playing obviously the same character. He's playing Lyndon B. Johnson. And you also have Anthony Mackie, who you know as the Falcon, plays Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's fantastic in this. Although, every once in a while, I just like pull that weird Falcon off your back and throw it in there, and that'll take care of everything.
Throw the drone Red Wing in there.
Yeah, get your Red Wing in there, and everything will be fine. it's got a bunch of other really great actors in it. The guy, you remember Dr. Kelso from Scrubs? He was the older dude.
Yeah.
Totally funny. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a bastard. And he was also in the old Star Trek episode where he almost got the Enterprise killed for his experiment or whatever. Anyway.
Right, yes.
That guy plays the most racist old fart senator from the South in this thing. He is awesome in this. everybody's really, really good. It's got the theme, turns out. It's a tragedy or disaster. The assassination of John F. Kennedy.
After doomsday.
Yeah, and there's lots of firings going on, but the firing of a gun that starts us down this path, the firing of many people under the Johnson administration, and eventually kind of a self-firing of himself by not running for re-election the year he would have been up for re-election. Super interesting story.
Well played, sir.
Yeah, well, I got lucky is what happened.
I knew it was an easy category.
Yeah, that must have, we could have probably applied almost anything to this, but really, really liked it. It's HBO now. It's HBO only. It's the only place you can get it. It's there. They produced it. It's
original, yeah.
And it's really wonderful.
They don't have HBO this week.
Yeah, they really are. It's really, well, really good. On Hulu. Yeah. Super, super good. And Cranston, that guy, dude, man. Mm-hmm. He is not just he's not Dr. Whatley, the dentist from Seinfeld anymore. He is like, you know, take Walter White even out of the equation. This is like powerhouse, amazing, not just an impression of the man, like really intense stuff.
He was really good in Trumbo too. That's worth checking out if you haven't seen it.
What I like about this performance and what I like about this view of Lyndon B. Johnson is he arguably made some really important moves in government at the time that were so overshadowed by how lengthy the Vietnam War was and how horrible that was getting out of it and mistakes that were made there. But also this man who pushed the civil rights bill through, which was so important. And the difference between his public face, which was, we've got to push this through. We need equal rights for everyone. And even in the South and all this, but then privately, he's just kind of a dick. Mm-hmm. Like he's kind of a racist dick. Like he treats you know, you'll have these scenes where he's like, we've got to push this bill through. We can't be a country not willing to give the black man the vote or whatever. And then turn around and tell his black servant guy who's, you know, probably getting paid nothing hardly to shine his shoes to get the hell out of the room or whatever. Like, it's just very duality stuff going on. And I loved it. And it's funny, too. There's this moment where he's getting fitted for a suit and he keeps talking about he needs more room for his ball sack. Stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. And he's just this crotchety southern bastard. It's awesome. It's just awesome. So people should watch it. It's really, really good. Okay, cool. Nicole, lay it on us. What do you got?
Before I move to my movie, I just want to say we too are on the Seinfeld kick and have been for like 3 months.
Yeah, that's all we do. It's nice. On every night before everyone goes to bed. It's just playing.
It's like we're doing the same thing.
Isn't that weird? Oh, yeah. This is so good though. Anyway.
It's neat to watch because you see, I mean, a lot of very big actors in very small parts, mm-hmm. and it's kind of
yeah. Oh yeah, you see all sorts of faces and you're like, oh my gosh, that guy went on to do
so many. Yeah, yeah, Anna Gunn.
Yeah, Anna Gunn's in this. That's right.
Yeah.
Half the cast of Breaking Bad's in this. Anyway.
All right. So here's mine. It's a Disaster and Burning are the ones I hit.
Oh, okay. There you go.
God's sake, Dad, what's wrong with the telly?
Good evening, London. Allow me first to apologize for
this emergency channel.
I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of the everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility, repetition.
Bloody hell.
I enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th a day that is sadly no longer remembered by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think. Just let me think.
I suspect even now orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
You got it. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it. That was V for Vendetta, and that movie's rad.
It's really good. And it's funny because I did not recognize that as Hugo Weaving until the... It wasn't from voice. It was just from the things he was saying.
Yeah.
So good.
It's on Netflix right now. I love that movie. Cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Not only do I love this movie for... It's just an amazing, great, thought-provoking movie. It also introduced me to Iggy in a Basket.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I watched that. I'm like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah, it does sound right.
I'd never heard it called that until this movie.
Yeah, that movie has a dude barfs in a shower in that movie.
That's
what you remember.
I do remember that. Of it, yeah. I have a very distinct memory of that. The guy yacked in a shower. He got poisoned or something. And then it's been a little while. I needed to watch it again. But man, what a great comic it's based on. Yeah. And it's the one Alan Moore adaptation, I think, that actually gets it
nailed.
Right. Yeah. They get it right. Which is, you know, and he's still not happy about it. But what is he happy about? Nothing.
Right. Exactly.
So, what a good movie. So good.
Yeah, I was excited to see it was on Netflix. Hopefully it's not leaving soon because a whole bunch of movies are leaving at the end of this month.
Yeah.
Like Kinky Boots is going to be going away.
Kinky Boots, remind me. What is that? Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots. I recommended it.
The music by Cyndi Lauper, and it's a Broadway play turned movie.
That's right. Still haven't seen it.
Company that.
That's why it's familiar because you recommended it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You liked that movie.
I did.
Yeah. I like to think that you played such a long clip because the Percocet has removed time.
Probably. Well,
slowed your reflexes down.
The long clip, and I really like that speech.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Well, remember the 10th of, what is it? The 4th of November?
5th of November?
Yeah.
Well, he goes on to say, who's to blame for this? Why are your freedoms gone?
Yeah.
Look in the mirror
mm-hmm.
for the reason.
Yeah. He shouldn't look in the mirror, though, because he's all burnt and gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody celebrate by watching that before it goes away and then go barf in the shower. Nicole, we need a theme for next week, do we not? What do we got?
Let me get my game here. Double feature. Do you guys play this game at all?
I bought it. We haven't played it yet, but I get my fill from playing it like this. Oh. I did pick up the game that Geek Jock blog talked about last time, that Quadropolis, and can't wait to play that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, I'm out of it. Theme and genre. Coming of age.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And production. The title contains someone's name.
Oh, okay. Oh. Coming of age. Wow. And it contains someone's name. Jiminy Christmas. This is going to be impossible.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, that.
We should probably not let that one be in there.
They kind of fall in line with each other, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At that movie, we probably should strike. That should be banned. That's like,
I think so.
Yeah, we shouldn't do Ferris.
I wouldn't
too
say
easy.
It's really a coming of age film either. That's a teenage heist Duffy film.
Of age.
It is becoming an age where you've right. kind of yeah you're already yeah. coming.
He'd
of
already
age.
He'd already come of age before that film yeah. started.
You've came of age. All right. Well, there you go. All right. That'll be fun. Yeah. That'll be great. Nicole, I hope you continue to be on the mend. Mm-hmm. And that the wicked cells that were right there are not there anymore, and that you don't have to do any more Percocet after this.
Yeah, I'm gonna go take a nap.
Go take a nap. That's what you should do. and be safe. It's Nicole right. Spag
love
on Twitter.
Guys.
We love you too.
Love everyone
you too.
Right now.
Bye now. I'm sure. She loves everyone. Hey, if you guys want to, it's the best time if you want to get something out of Nicole. She's on cloud nine, as it were.
Gonna go whisper to a block of wood.
All right. It is Thomas Emeritus Timus.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think so.
Can we get Tom on Percocet as well?
We probably could try.
These are their stories.
Oh, this is juries. Gosh dang it. Hold on.
You're terrible with clips.
Hey, you guy.
I can't do it.
Hello,
Jerry.
Friends. Here it is. I found it for real.
With the
all
computer
right.
as with any tool. The concept Pots and direction must come from the man.
Got the wrong clip. It's Tom Merritt, everybody, on the line. Hello, Tom.
Well, hello. I am so sad that the phrase, remember the 5th of November, doesn't work at all, apparently. I was literally cackling to myself as you're like, remember the what?
the beginning of this rhyme.
Apparently, nothing. Apparently, you can't. That just...
22nd of October.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, whatever the
that
hell
was,
it is.
That was fantastic. Yeah, a great moment in history.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Good thing it's recorded for our progeny. It is good to have you on, as always. And it's Wednesday. That means Tom and his tech time are here. Later today, DTNS happens. I'll be on that. That's always fun on Wednesdays.
Yeah,
we do a little
man.
Preparatory exposure for the tech news of the day by having Tom on. So what's going on outside of that awesome Comixology deal? There has to be something else.
Right?
Yeah.
I got super excited when I saw the headline, and I should know better, because I'm like, oh, you mean I can stop buying all the Star Wars and just do... And it's like, yeah, I could have done that with Marvel Unlimited a long time ago, and no, this is not part of the new Comixology thing, but lots of cool stuff in there. Apparently, creators weren't given the heads up, though. A couple of them grumbling today, like, wait, what?
Oh.
What does this mean for my royalties? Excuse me?
Oh, that's weird. That's interesting. I didn't know, because that is one of the things that they do specifically not only with existing deals they have with Image and others, but for like they have some independent stuff where you can submit your work. Like technically I could submit my comics to Comixology.
Oh, yeah. Len Peralta and I submitted 10 State.
Yeah, exactly. So to do that, it requires some, you know, paperwork and agreements and everything. And it sounds like maybe not everybody was in the know on that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is too bad. I wonder, I mean, maybe that's still not a bad thing. Maybe they're still going to be compensated in some nice way. I don't know.
I would hope so. I mean, obviously the comic book companies themselves would not do this if they weren't expecting to make money off of it some way. And one would hope that the agreements with the creators include divvying that up. But you know, I can't tell without details, like, is this just FUD? Like fear of like, wait, Unlimited, I'm not going to make as much money because I heard about those Spotify things with the musicians and that and the grumblings. And most of that to me always sounds like the industry is using the excuse to get better deals with people and screw their own musicians. And also we just, you know, we don't have enough people using those services yet for them to scale up to the kind of royalties that we are used to in the music industry from days gone by. If you've watched Vinyl on HBO now, you know what that money was used for.
Oh yeah. No, the piles of coke and the dalliances.
Yeah. Oh, I was just thinking the nice offices, but you're right. I guess there is some.
The really wide ties and terrible shirts. Right.
Is that what he's doing? I just thought he had bad congestion.
No, he has a deviated septum.
I just thought he spilled some non-dairy creamer on his
desk.
Yeah,
why is he always sticking creamer up his nose? Dad? Yeah. Anyway, not to get way far off topic, but there we go. Too late. So hopefully this will turn out good for the creators.
It's a very customer-facing price. I like it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. I wish... I don't wish I hadn't bought Sega, but I wish I had waited until this happened to buy Sega.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good point, because I bought every issue of that.
Yeah.
And because it was just so freaking good, and now I've got this option. Well, the hope is that $5.99, which seems really low and very attractive to me, seems also slightly untenable if you're trying to make sure every one of these creators gets paid. But I think the lack of DC and Marvel content, which didn't surprise me, because they're going to want to do their own thing and have the power to do so, it didn't surprise me. But I not having them there is lessened as a problem because the entry point is only $5.99.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it's probably a good price point to say, hey, you're getting Image, you're getting, you know, a bunch of cool independent publishers. And you can go do Marvel Unlimited if you really need that. Yeah. That's a separate thing.
Yeah, and some of my favorite comics of the last probably even decade have not come from the big two. They've come from Oni Press and from IDW and all these other guys. So there's, to me, this is a treasure trove to people who are totally into just Marvel DC and they don't want to go outside of their capes and cowls usual. You're a little left out in the dark, and this may not be for you, but I'm excited, man.
Well, the other thing that's big in the tech news today is Microsoft laying off 1,850 people kind of the last nail in the coffin of Nokia. They agreed to sell off the feature phone part of their business to a company that's jointly owned by Foxconn and Nokia, or at least has a licensing deal with Nokia. So hilariously, the feature phone business that they bought from Nokia seems to be making its way at least partially back into Nokia's hands. And then today they're basically shutting down the Lumia business, writing down another $950 million in losses as part of this. That means of the $7.1 billion they spent on Nokia handset division, they have now written down close to $8 billion, if not a little bit more than $8 billion.
My gosh. That is so much money, dude. That is ridiculous. You know what? I mean, these are all Steve Ballmer era fixes, are they not? I don't want to just assume that outright, but aren't these all...
The Nokia acquisition was one of the last things that happened under Ballmer's reign.
Tenure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tenure. Thank you. Reign just makes it sound like a reign of terror. For some
dictatorship.
Yeah. And Satya Nadella was there. He was in an executive role, so it's not like he had nothing to do with it. Whether it was something he wouldn't have done, we could leave to speculation. It certainly is something that once he took over, realized was not heading the way they wanted. And they've adjusted along the way. A year ago, he was saying, we're going to focus on just 3 releases a year, really good releases. Yeah. And now they've changed it to say, we are going to focus on enterprise and consumers who value security, manageability, and continuum. Mm. And so, I mean, the security is like, okay, so if I'm doing a Microsoft service to manage my enterprise, I can throw the phones in there. Got that. Manageability, part of that too. But the continuum thing is interesting because that is the feature that lets you, say, take a tablet off of a keyboard and have it continue to be able to be used. So the Surface Book Pro does that. It also will allow you to take, say, a phone-sized device, plug in a keyboard and a monitor, and use it like a regular Windows machine. And I think that everybody thinks is what we're going to see next year, is Microsoft release a Surface device that is either a phablet or phone-sized device that emphasizes continuum to say, like, hey, this is the computer you can keep in your pocket.
Yeah, I think that's actually coming, and I think it's pretty cool. I'm interested in that side of this.
Continuum works really well. Yeah. I have the Surface Book Pro, and it works really well on that. Like, it is virtually seamless when I go to tablet mode, but I'm using it in reverse. I'm very curious to see how well it works if I had, say, you know, like a 6-inch screen device and then a little dock that I plug it into Does that have enough power to run Windows to my satisfaction?
To what? Yeah, for all the stuff you need to do. That's the trick. And I think probably it does at this point. You know, these ARM chips and mobile chips are kind of getting there and can push some pretty crazy stuff. And when you start including discrete GPU enhancements and stuff like a lot of the phones do now, you can do a lot, man.
Yeah. Like, well, what G33 points out, there is an Ubuntu device that does the same thing, like runs full Ubuntu on a phone-sized device.
Yeah, and I've seen a few like, oh, computer on a chip. It's basically like a Raspberry Pi, but smaller, like a, you know, thumb drive-sized thing or whatever. And so there's a lot of that stuff happening. I think that's a really interesting segment. And I hope what happens, see, here's the problem, though. It's the only worry I have, is Microsoft, and Google does this to some degree as well, but I want them to really go for it and not pull out when it seems like things are going a little bit weird, or they're, you know, you haven't given it enough time. They tend to do that with a lot of different products. They did it with Nokia. They did it with that other phone, that briefly teenage phone they were trying to sell. What was that called?
The Kin?
Kin. Yeah, that lasted like a hot minute.
Yeah.
So this is something that actually really interests me. So I hope that they can pull that off. It just seems like a neat idea. So there you go. Microsoft laying off people. That sucks. And then and you say those people are all in the phone side of things, or are they spread around?
They are mostly in the phone side of things. 1,350 of them are in the mobile division in Finland. The other 500 are kind of spread out around the world, but they're related to it. I think they're keeping some R&D people. They're keeping some sales people. But the bulk of what was left of the smartphone division is gone. It's a really horrible thing from the perspective of someone in Finland who loved and especially worked for Nokia, to not only see that slow decline of Nokia, have Stephen Elop come in, and now, in hindsight, it looks like set the world on fire and destroy it. Like, I know that's not exactly what happened. It certainly wasn't their intention, but that is what it looks like from here, which is Microsoft just killed Nokia. Nokia was not in good shape, but instead of reviving it, they obliterated it.
Wow. Well, more on that, I presume, today on DTNS, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt.
Yeah, we're going to have that. And Eck from Hockey Buzz is going to be on. He had got a hold of a developer edition of the HoloLens, so we're going to be talking about that with him as well.
Oh, it's funny. I was just going to ask you about that. I was going to make some snarky sort of, hey, do you think HoloLens will even come out? But now we'll get to like talk about what it's actually like and how it works. And it is actually something I'm excited about. So that'll be great. So. Cool. Well, then we have that ahead of us. What else? Tom Merritt will be here the weekend of the 11th for the Warcraft movie premiere.
I'm so looking. There's a billboard for Warcraft up, the one that oftentimes has dental surgery down the block from me. It occasionally has movies, too. And I get to see a big Warcraft billboard every time I turn right on Venice.
Oh, so. I wish it was a dental one showing Orgrim's giant tooth with a with a thing in it.
Got teeth like this.
You have big tusks.
Star.
Yeah, you got tartar on your tusks. Come on in.
Dental implants from $49.95.
Loke tartar ogar is what it would be.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. All right, so that'll happen, and I'm excited about that. And everybody who is concerned about the fact that there are 4 reviews for the movie out now and 2 of them are negative, that means 50%, relax. It's 4 reviews, people. Mm-hmm. Give it some time.
Listen, my wife will see it based on the Rotten Tomatoes score. And that's a lot of people. Yeah. I will see it based on the fact that I love this universe. And I don't care.
Yeah, we have to. Exactly. And we're all going to be hanging out together. Brian's going to be there. You're going to be there. Tina will be there.
That's going to add at least 3 stars to this movie for me.
Yeah. Like, that's the whole point of this. And still,
I am not objective. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend to be objective. I am disposed to like this movie because I like that world.
Yeah. Well, I'm biased as hell. I'll admit it.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I saw Phantom Menace 3 times, folks. Don't take my recommendation.
Oh, my Lord. Everything I know is a lie. Suddenly.
Didn't say I like it anymore.
All right. Gungan Tom, later today, DTNS, 2:30 p.m. Mountain
Time.
He
may have left you with a misimpression. We'll follow this up on Current Geek.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it on Friday. There is no Current Geek this week. Yeah, the following Friday. That's correct. Tom Merritt, Ace Detect, anything else you'd like to tell us about?
Big thanks to everybody who pre-ordered Pilot X. We hit the publishing goal. It is going to be a real book. It's in development edit right now. So if you want to get in still on early orders of a book about a time-traveling guy and a ship named the Verity who must try to stop a dimensional war, even though he'd rather just be on his own, go check it out. Pilot X, inkshares.com, or you can find the link at TomMerrittBooks.com.
Congrats on that, by the way. Well,
thanks,
done.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We'll talk to you soon. Take it easy. He's out. Oh, Brian, we lost your video. I don't know why.
Oh, I'll bring it back.
I don't know why. Oh.
You lost my video. I'm bringing it back.
Bringing it back. I don't know why. It may spin forever.
Might have been.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. Might have been all the way since we. Oh, no, because I had video at the during the Trek segment. Yeah. Never mind.
It's you sound great, but your video's like the slowest, chunkiest thing I've ever seen in my life. So that might be why. Hey, yeah. But if it keeps audio up, it's fine.
Oh, that's all that matters.
Hey, you look good. You're fine.
Okay.
Couple calls for us.
Yay.
Whip through these. This one's for you. You ready?
Yes.
About cord cutting. Here you go.
Hey, this is Brad from Georgia. Calling for the morning stream. I was just listening to an episode where Brian referred to himself as the cord cutter. And it really made me laugh because he's been a cord cutter for like a week. I really imagined him looking like some uppity Hampton's living New York son of a bitch. His nose in the air and his finger in the air too. And he's just, he thinks he cut the cord, but he's into it. Hey, yeah, fuck that.
All right. Another Percocet call, I think.
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think once you cut the cord, you're a cord cutter. It doesn't matter if you're doing it for, you've been doing it for a week or been doing it for years.
Yeah,
right?
There's no statute of limitations.
The cord has been cut.
Right. There's no time. I don't think there's a timeline how long you have to be it.
Jeez.
I've done it since 2007, early 07, and that doesn't make me any more of a cord cutter than a guy who did it for a week. You're still cutting the cord.
Right.
Exactly. Now, if you want to say I'm a long time cord cutter, well, that's different.
Yeah,
I've been cutting the cord as long as you've been in your britches.
Ever since you had your real cord cut, I was cutting the cord. All right. Exactly. Here's a. I only got to do that once with my kids, by the way. You know how they let the dads cut the cord? Did you get to do that?
No, I think the doctor did it. I was up at the Tina's head end.
I was there, but they had me go down there and they said, hey, you can cut the cord. And it was for Taylor, the first one.
Yeah.
I said, sure. And then the next two, they told me they don't do that anymore.
Mm.
So I'm guessing some jackass dad,
mm-hmm.
you know, dropped the forsips back into the womb or something. I don't
cut
know.
Cut off a foot. Instead yeah. Or something. What am I cutting? I don't know.
What's going on? Oh, I got his penis. Oh, well.
I don't know why he's an old man. All right. Here's something about not being able to win.
Hey, this is for TMS for Scott and Brian. My name is Sarah. I've called him before. I just wanted to thank you for letting me know where my nerd rage limit hits. I have listened to you guys for years and years, and you've gotten various tropes wrong on Doctor Who or Star Trek or other geeky things, but apparently wrestling is where my limit is. When you guys were talking about the Montreal Screwjob, and Scott was saying that it was fake, the Bret Hart being angry, and I was screaming so loud my husband thought that the children were hurt. So I just wanted to say thanks. Love the show, though. Bye.
All right. I want to make it very clear once again for the world to know. I know nothing about pro wrestling other than Hulk Hogan was in it. Randy Savage,
Andre the Giant.
Randy Savage told me to eat Slim Jims.
That's where my knowledge was. It was what came on when I left the TV on after my cartoons were over.
Yep,
on it's Saturday mornings.
Like, what beef sticks do I want to buy? Who's the big guy in the movie that
Princess Bride?
And tell me about the Undertaker. I mean, that's about it. And The Rock is cool. Oh, and I kind of like Steve Austin. He's all right. But I don't know anything about their time in wrestling. I don't know about any of the rivalries, any of the real or fake things. I know about John Stossel getting decked once because he suggested it was fake in 1980, whatever. Like, that's it. That's the extent of it. I've never seen an entire wrestling match, never subscribed to any kind of pay-per-view, never been to a live event. I don't know shit about wrestling. So just know that. So when I say things like, oh, it sounds like one of those fake wrestling things, it's because I don't know. I have no idea. And right. Brian, is it that crazy? Oh, I did see Beyond the Mat or Under the Mat or On the Mat.
Yeah, I think you know more about it than I do even.
Yeah. So I've seen a few things, but Brian and I, we're not banner carrying wrestling fans or wrestling or, you know, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
I probably know more about wrestling from, I don't know, like, what are the Mexican wrestler faces? What are those called? Those masks?
Oh, luchadores?
Yeah, I know more about that probably than American pro wrestling. So that's all I would say to that.
Right.
Thank you, Sarah. And don't have the kids be hurt or whatever's going on. Brian, we're going to leave now. We're going to be done. We're going to quit.
Okay. Well, geez. Forever. Okay.
This is the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, for being with all these years and episodes.
Sorry, temporary pod fading for the next 22 hours.
That's right. Oh, that's right. We'll be back tomorrow. That'll be Thursday. And Wendy and Therapy Thursday and all that stuff. Weeks are flying by at a rate that is really alarming to me. I'm really struggling with the time flying right now. I don't know what's going on. I've got to figure out a way to slow time down. We got to slow the passage of time. Isn't that what Scott Fletcher said once? Hold on. He says, here he goes.
The morning stream. Computer, stop the flow of time.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that, but I can't. So instead, I'll tell you to go to patreon.com/TMS and support the show if you haven't already. It's a ton of audio content every day, every month for like nothing. Just throw a little cash our way and bam, Bob's your uncle. We stream every day on alphageekradio.com. Check that out for more programming. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. You can also find us via email, themorningstream@gmail.com, and you can give us phone calls at 801-471-0462 and leave us a voicemail. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, because that's what some people do, Morning Stream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. Oh, and then Coverville today. What's going on?
There will be a new Coverville today. Today we are celebrating the birthday of Mr. Neil Finn. You know him from groups like Split Enz and Crowded House and Finn Brothers and Neil Finn Solo.
Wow.
You know him from all those things. And he is celebrating his 60th birthday. At the end of this month. And so it's going to be a special show dedicated to him, as well as having a set of indie hodgepodge, just because stuff's piling up. Gotta open the gates for some hodgepodge stuff. So a good combo. It's going to be Neil Findy hodgepodge.
Nice. Yeah. That sounds good to me.
It's 1 p.m. Mountain Time here on coverville.com/live.
All right. We're done then. Let's get out of here. Why don't you play a cover now? I think a cover now would be nice.
How about a cover now? This one's going out to Carla, a very heartbreaking email here. Hello, Scott and Brian. I wanted to request a song for my husband, Merritt. He's been listening to TMS the last 5 years, and you've become a part of our daily ritual, so I figured this would be a nice way to reach out to him. In mid-April, I unfortunately miscarried our twin daughters at 20 weeks. It was a high-risk pregnancy, and the odds were not in our favor. A few weeks leading up to the miscarriage, I was listening to and singing Queen a lot, and he suffered through my notions of in utero sound recognition. Now he's been suffering through me randomly bursting into tears. I wanted to request a cover of any Queen song because I sang a lot of them and not well, to let him know how much I love and appreciate him. And even if I can't sing without crying for the moment, there is still a song in my heart for him and our little ones. Thank you so much, Carla. So, Carla, I'm so sorry to hear about that. And this definitely goes out to you and Merritt, and as well as our hearts going out to you and Merritt. So I wanted to pick something that kind of, you know, strengthened the bond between you and Merritt, and the love and the friendship that you share. And this seemed like the logical choice. Boy, it's tough listening to Queen songs with this thought in mind. And it seems like in every song, there's like a lyric or a line that you feel like, oh my God, that'd be a tough one to hear after this. So I'm hoping that this one works. It is Renee and Jeremy from their 2012 album, A Little Love, and a song called You're My Best Friend.
All right, here it is. Thank you all for being here and listening. Oh, for some reason it didn't copy over. Why? Okay, well, I'll just play it out of here. That's fine.
Okay.
Here's your song, and you all are awesome, and we'll see you tomorrow for sure, and that means Brian too and me and all of us. So come on back. You're My Best Friend. Whoop, play the song.
Make me live whatever this world can give to me. It's you, you're all I see. Ooh, you make me live now, honey. Ooh, you make me live. You're the best friend that I've ever had. I've been with you such a long time. You're my sunshine, and I want you to know that my feelings are true. I really love you. You're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live.
forgive. Ooh, you make me live now, honey. Ooh, you make me live. You're the first one when things turn out bad. You know I'll never be lonely. You're my only one, and I love the things. I love the things that you do. You're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live.
I've been wandering round.
Still come back to you.
Still come back to you.
Rain or shine.
You stood by my side.
I'm happy at home. You're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live. Whenever this world is cruel to me, I got you to help me forgive. Ooh, you're making me live now, honey. Ooh, you're making me live. You're my best friend.
Damn it. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com. I'm going to say my wiener is too small.
Okay.